Various demonstrations and protests related to the student worker strike occurred last week that we didn't pick up in prior blog posts. From the Riverside Press-Telegram. A Riverside office building that houses University of California Human Resources offices was picketed Friday, December the 2nd, and occupied by striking graduate student workers, some of whom were set to camp inside into the weekend. Seven employees went inside the building, called the UC Path Center, in the morning and said they were prepared to stay there all day, past the 5 p.m. closing time, union officials said. As the day ended, striking students learned they could stay in the building overnight and through the weekend, which about 17 decided to do, said Leah Washburn, a strike captain and UC Riverside student worker. Friday began with about 40 workers with signs demonstrating outside the building during the third week of their strike as sheriff's deputies stood watch. On Friday, UC spokesperson Ryan King wrote in an email that while the university supports the rights of those who are lawfully striking, we also believe that every member of our community should act in a way that respects the ability of others to pursue their work at UC Path and all of our locations. The UC Path Center in Riverside is headquarters for the UC System's Human Resources Department. It's located away from the UCR campus on Meridian Parkway, off the 215 freeway. The building, owned by UC, also houses system-wide payroll, benefits, human resources, and academic personnel services. On Friday morning, those marching at the Riverside building, picket signs in hand, chanted "What do we want?" The response was "Fair contracts." At UCLA, striking students marched with picket signs Friday afternoon to visit faculty members and deliver them lumps of coal, according to a tweet from the UC Student Workers Union. One protester held a sign reading, "We need, like, more money and stuff." The Los Angeles Tenants Union was among dozens protesters at UCLA, bundled up against the rain, chanting "Shut it down." Demanding a better deal for academic workers, the group stands with UC strikers, according to a tweet from the LA Tenants Union. According to a Thursday tweet, up to 50 protesters crowded a corridor at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center, where they held signs saying "unfair labor practice" and chanted "shut it down" if their demands are not met. At UC Irvine, more than 200 workers took over a student dining hall area called the Antiquary on Thursday, December the 1st. Also on Friday, the UCLA Academic Senate issued guidelines for professors on grades in response to the strike. Instructors cannot cancel previously announced final exams or fundamentally change the method of final assessment. They may change the form and content because of the circumstances, for example by shortening final exams, offering them remotely, or replacing an in-class timed exam with a take-home timed exam. The Senate also requested an extension for grade submissions. No answer has been given. Note, we have changed the order of some of the excerpts above for clarity. And from ABC 10 News. Demonstrators chanted and blared horns in Solana Beach Friday morning, as University of California academic workers protested outside of the home of the UC Board of Regents chair. They say it was a last resort, as they try to get the UC to budge on higher wages they've been demanding during their weeks-long strikes. "The reason we're here today is because we know the UC Regents Chair Richard Lieb lives here," said Alim Au Bogali, a PhD student at the University of California San Diego. "We're hoping he can come out here and talk to us," and really expedite the process for us. Deputies moved protesters to the street, away from homes nearby.